manifesting to know the way, a prophet would not be acceptable in his own hometown, why there is such a lack of faith. And we see that in examples. Well, our Lord gives both examples. One, the Naaman with the prophet Elisha, which is the first reading. And second, in his predecessor, Elijah, during that time. When the only ones that were cared were foreigners. And now the same thing happens to our Lord as well. Why that lack of faith? And we have to ask ourselves, do we too still lack that faith? Or do we accept on God's word exactly everything that he has revealed to us? It was actually a simple thing that Naaman was asked to do. And when he was given that to do, he turned away in anger. It took much pleading with him to get him to do exactly what he was told. And when he did, he was rewarded, he was cured. It may seem paradoxical to us at first. We may not understand fully what God is asking or why he reacts the way he does, but what we must keep in mind always is that whatever God deigns to provide us, it is for our greater good. And if we can keep that in mind and recognize that, then it should not be hard at all to do exactly what he tells us, and to accept whatever trial he brings us. Just reminding ourselves it is for our greater good, for the love of us. No matter what, no matter how hard, he still loves us. Can you imagine if he would remain with us day and night in the Eucharist if he didn't still love us? Well, actually, it even goes much further. We wouldn't still be here if he didn't still love us. Let us then remind ourselves that God does care for us always, is watching over us, loves us always, and let us not be afraid to do exactly what he tells us, wherever he leads us. Not be afraid of any trial he may deign to send us. It is for our sanctification, our greater good. And to accept it now, in this life, we will look back in the next life and see, well, that was so little to offer compared to the reward we have in eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.